Appendix A, H2F Performance Team Programmatic Checklist, Brigade Internal Resources for H2F Support. While the Brigade, BDE, Commander, CDR, and Command Sergeant Major, CSM, are the key decision makers for the BDE, they are assisted by a diverse staff with special roles and responsibilities. To read more about staff sections, refer to Field Manual FM-60, Commander and Staff Organization and Operations, Brigade Commander. The CDR is responsible for establishing leadership climate of the unit and developing disciplined and cohesive units. This sets the parameters within which command will be exercised and therefore sets the tone for social and duty relationships within the command. CDRs are also responsible for the professional development of their soldiers. At every echelon, the CDR is entrusted with ultimate responsibility for everything the unit does and fails to do. The rest of the staff, including the HPT, serve as advisors to the CDR. Command Sergeant Major. CSMs are the senior non-commissioned officers, NCOs, at echelons from battalion, BN, and up. They serve as an advisor to the CDR. They are the main link between the CDR and the enlisted service members under their charge. They advise the CDR on all issues with a particular focus on the welfare of the soldiers. Chief of Staff or Executive Officer. The Chief of Staff, COS, or Executive Officer, XO, is the direct assistant to the CDR and typically manages the staff daily. They typically coordinate command-level meetings and often host routine staff meetings in which the PD should participate. The COS or XO is a key resource to receive planning guidance from the CDR and someone with whom the PD should interact routinely. Note, there are a variety of BDE staff sections that performance teams will interact with on a routine basis for a variety of needs. Personnel, S1. The S1 is the principal staff officer for all matters concerning human resources, HR, both military and civilian, and is typically the senior adjutant general officer in the command. The S1 exists at the BN and all higher echelons. The S1 is a key staff section for the HPT to assist with all personnel issues, including evaluations, pay, awards, leave, and other personnel affairs. Operations, S3. The S3 is responsible for training, operations, and plans. While the COS or XO directs the entire staff's efforts, the operations officer ensures the synchronization of current operations, CUOPs, and future operations, FUOPs. The PD and their staff will coordinate with the S3 staff to program resources and training and ensure synchronization of H2F programming into the unit training plan. The HPT can provide valuable input to the plan, prepare, and execute cycle through contributions with the S3. Logistics, S4. The S4 is the chief of the Sustainment Warfighting Function, WFF, and the principal staff officer for sustainment plans and operations, supply, maintenance, transportation, and services. The S4 staff is responsible for assessing the logistics required for achieving the CDR's objectives and ensuring that these support requirements are met. The S4 manages all manner of supplies, from office supplies to ammunition, apart from medical supplies, which is handled by the medical section. The S4 section can help HPTs acquire various equipment when needed. In field environments, the S4 is also responsible for ensuring field feeding requirements are met and is a good resource for the nutrition leads to coordinate with. Signal, S6. The S6 is the principal staff officer for all matters concerning communications within the unit. For HPTs, the S6 will assist with computer network access, troubleshooting, and telephone communications. The S6 often manages computers and peripherals. However, the S4 may also manage these assets from a property book standpoint. The S6 is not directly responsible for medical network access and connections, but can provide assistance. Individuals who need access to the electronic health records should work with the Military Treatment Facility, MTF, for network access. the electronic health record system can be accessed through virtual private network, VPN connections, but special software may need to be installed by the user or a representative of the S6. It is also possible to install hardline medical network access points into non-medical facilities, and PDs should work with the MTF and their local S6 to accomplish this, if desired. Brigade and Battalion Medical Sections. Organic medical sections are an indispensable resource for HPTs. Typical BN and BDE assets include medical planners, medical operations officers, medical logisticians, combat medics, and a variety of primary and specialty care clinicians. These professionals can guide new HPTs on how to navigate staff sections, how to acquire resources, integrate into unit planning and programming, as well as provide healthcare operations guidance. Medical sections are also key assets to provide comprehensive interdisciplinary treatment plans for soldiers. H2F and medical assets should routinely interact to ensure that both assets track individuals with specific programming needs, such as injured, profiled, or post-operative individuals, for example. Unit medics can provide valuable insights, particularly for strength and conditioning coaches, SCCs, and athletic trainers, ATs, who typically have routine interaction at the company level. These medics typically know their soldiers well and spend a lot of time with their companies during garrison and field training operations, and can highlight individuals who may need special attention from the HPT. Brigade external resources for H2F support. Using existing installation resources can assist HPTs in providing the highest quality performance, readiness, and wellness-based services for soldiers and units. Division or higher headquarters surgeon. Most units report to a higher headquarters, HQs, which have their own surgeon and staff. These surgeon cells within the HQs can provide valuable support and coordination resources, helping HPTs acquire resources and manage challenges. These surgeon staffs typically also contain medical planners and logisticians who can assist if needed. Ready and Resilient Performance Centers. There are over 30 Ready and Resilient Performance Centers, R2PCs, at Army installations across the country. If there is an R2PC on your post, reach out to their Master Resilience Trainer, Performance Experts, MRTPEs. Perhaps there will be opportunities to work together on the range, in the classroom, etc., to enhance performance and readiness for soldiers and units. MRTPEs have similar education and training as Cognitive Performance Specialists, CPSs. Army Wellness Centers. Army Wellness Centers, AWCs, are another installation asset that soldiers can leverage to enhance performance and achieve fitness goals, such as improving scores on the Army Combat Fitness Test, ACFT. One of the main tools at AWCs is the BOD pod, which is considered the gold standard measurement for body composition, fat mass, and lean mass. AWC practitioners are highly trained health and human performance professionals who provide services in stress management, tobacco education, healthy lifestyle habits, nutrition, fitness, and wellness coaching. They also have exercise testing focusing on VO2 max, a tactical athlete's maximum oxygen consumption rate. Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. Morale, Welfare, and Recreation, MWR, is a quality of life program that directly supports readiness by providing a variety of community, soldier, and family support programs, activities, and services. It serves as an integral part of the Army's mission by providing comprehensive and quality recreation, family support, and community enhancement programs that improve morale, build self-reliance, and foster a sense of community. Programs offered by MWR range from fitness and sports to leisure activities and youth programs, as well as services such as childcare, housing, and financial counseling. Most major fitness facilities on Army installations are operated by MWR. Installation Religious Support Operations. Every installation has chaplains, CHs, religious affairs specialists, and a director for religious education who support religious operations at the garrison. Capable of providing classes, training, and services, These religious professionals augment unit-level unit ministry teams, UMTs, to ensure that the senior CDR's Master Religious Support Program is completed. Like the BDE and BN UMTs, garrison personnel also possess confidentiality and provide soldiers, families, and Army Career Professionals, ACPs, spiritual and religious support, pastoral counseling, spiritual core development, and general life guidance. UMTs provide relationship skill training through programs such as Building Strong and Resilient Teams. With all these efforts, UMTs play an active role in enhancing the mental and spiritual readiness domains of the H2F system. Behavioral health. It is important for HPTs to develop a relationship with behavioral health officers, BHOs, in the BDE for a two-way referral process. Soldiers experiencing mental health issues, such as depression, should be referred to the BHOs, who are customarily social workers and clinical psychologists. And they, in turn, can refer to H2F subclinical cases, such as pre-performance anxiety, self-doubt, suboptimal sleep, and stress management. Note, remember to err on the side of caution. If you think there is psychopathology and are considering referring to a trained clinician or BH practitioner, that is when you should do so. Military Treatment Facility. A strong working relationship with the local MTF can help ensure that soldiers receive the expert health services they deserve, including rehabilitation and recovery, pain management, and effective management of chronic conditions. It is essential for occupational therapists, OTs, and certified occupational therapists, COTAs, to build relationships with their counterparts at the MTF, including physical therapists, PTs, physician assistants, and surgeons. Note, if an installation does not have an MTF, they may have a clinic to provide health and wellness services. Sexual harassment, assault response, and prevention. The Army's Sexual Harassment, Assault Response, and Prevention, SHARP, program is the Army's proactive effort to prevent sexual harassment, sexual assault, and associated retaliatory behaviors. Furthermore, SHARP promotes and advocates for cultural change across the Army, in which soldiers respect each other, protect each other, and have zero tolerance for sexual harassment and sexual assault. Marriage and Family Life Counselors. Marriage and Family Life Counselors, MFLAC, assist service members and their families across the military life cycle. Specifically, they provide critical support on a range of issues, including deployment stress, reintegration, relocation adjustment, coping with separation, anger management, conflict resolution, parent/child communication, homesickness, and grief and loss. Army Community Service. The mission of Army Community Service, ACS, is to facilitate CDR's ability to provide comprehensive, coordinated, and responsive services that support the readiness of soldiers, civilian employees, and their families. ACS accomplishes this mission by providing a myriad of educational programs and services, including the Army Family Action Plan, Army Family Team Building, Army Volunteer Corps, Employment Readiness Program, and Financial Readiness.